Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Good morning, America. You are welcome today to Winners Broadcasting Radio. I want you to understand that you are a winner. I want you to understand you are a champion. I see you as an achiever. And I want you to understand whatever you call yourself, that is who you are. And the way you see yourself, that is who you are. Earl Nightingale said, a man is subtotal of his thoughts. Whatever you think about every day is who you are. You understand what I'm saying? So the way I see you is who you are. If you just believe, you are an achiever. You are a champion. You are a star. You are a man and woman filled with potentials inside of you. So I want you to see yourself like that. I want you to understand in this show that we are talking about the possibility of having a blessed day. And I want you to understand that it is very possible for you to have a blessed day. All depends on your mind. You are the captain of your ship. Last night, how did you sleep? Do you know that sometimes the nightmares you see is determined by the by your thoughts? Your nightmares, your dream, the one you see, your nightmares, I want you to understand, most of the times it's what you slept with, what you thought about. If you think hatred, all through your dream you discover someone will pursue you with cane. Someone will be using knife to pursue you. If you like this, just make this, this should be a practical example of what I'm going to tell you today. Just try it tonight when you sleep. When you sleep tonight, put a water in a basin. Put some water in a basin. Put some water in a basin. Then put your leg on that water. Sleep on it. Just sleep. While your leg is in the water, you see yourself in the dream, maybe swimming in an ocean, or see yourself doing so. I'm telling you the truth. Just try it and see. Sometimes if you don't sleep well, maybe your mind was filled, your mind was so heavy, and you were thinking of so many things at the same time. You were in the valley of decisions. When you sleep, you begin to see yourself wandering all through the night in the dream. Or maybe you were hungry. Try this again. You are hungry and you sleep with that hunger. Sometimes you see yourself, maybe you see yourself in a dream looking for food to eat. I'm telling the truth. It's a lot of things. So you should be able to control your mind. You should be able. God has given you that power to direct your mind to the right place. So you got to take advantage of this. Do you understand what I'm telling you today? That you can make your day. Your day, it is very possible for your day to, it is very possible to have a blessed day. You can start it well. Right from when you want to sleep in your bed, when you want to sleep at night, you start it very well. Why? That is why it's good to pray. No matter how your yesterday was, before you retire to bed or sleep, it is always good to pray. Commit your thoughts. Listen, there's nothing like that is so powerful than our thought. If your thoughts was filled with fear, maybe someone told you about dead things, told you about witches, told you about things like that. That is what you will begin to see in a dream or in your nightmare. When you are sleeping, you begin to see things pursue you. You have the power to control or to direct your mind to what you really want. And how can you direct your mind? It is through prayer. Start your day with prayer. And close your day with prayer. This is the key. Prayer is the key. The key to blessings. The key to success. Prayer is very, very important. The devil is afraid of prayer. Do you understand what I'm telling you? Evils, evil act, evil spirit, everything that is negative in your life is evil. Do you understand? Bad days, bad day is evil, is from the devil. God blesses our day. God crowns our days with fatness. God crowns our path with fatness. Do you understand? So if your path is not crowned with fatness this morning, means the devil is attacking you, or something, or demonic forces are attacking you, or something comes in to spoil your day, and it's not of God. Do you understand what I'm telling you? So how do you start your day? Okay, how did you start? How did you start it from the night, from 2 o'clock last night? How did you start it? Did you pray before you sleep? Did you commit your thought or your heart to God? Did you commit your day to God? You got to start your day with prayer. As you pray, you pray. If you're a single person, you pray yourself. There's nothing bad to pray yourself. If you are married, then that is another strong thing. Both of you pray together. And that is, it blesses your day. Do you understand? That's why it's always good at times, 4 by 4 a.m., you rise up and pray. How do you start the day? You want to have a blessed day? You must start it with prayer, committing it to God, that He should take charge of your day. Do you understand? When you start it well, your day will be well. When you do it right, your day will be right. It is possible to have a blessed day. I want you to understand, there's a lot of things that happens in our lives today. Do you know that someone can just turn on the road, a car without fly from nowhere, and just hit that person? It has happened. Leave every other person and go straight to that person. How about you hear a aeroplane that just fell and went to a particular house, left other houses, and just crashed in a particular house and killed some set of people? That is how the devil operates. If you're a prayerless person, the devil can find you out. Do you know that? Even in your workplace, the devil can position somebody. Not that person is bad, but the devil will get into that person to become your problem the whole of that day. Become your name. Sometimes your manager will be your problem. Do you know that? Do you know even your best friend at workplace can become your problem? Do you know that you can just stand like this on the road, start all your with your car, someone will just come out from nowhere and give you a big slap on your face? It happens, my friend. That is why we need to commit our days to God. When we wake up in the morning, at any time, we wake up and make it as a ritual. Let it be a ritual. Every morning you commit your day. You don't need to pray 1 hour, 3 hours, 4 hours. You can just use 10 minutes to pray. Just kneel down and commit your day to God and say, God, please guide my day. Order my steps in thy word. When you commit it to God, heavens back you up. Do you understand? The first principle today to make your day be blessed, commit it to God. When you are on break, maybe your break is 12 o'clock or 10 o'clock or 11, 1 o'clock or 11, whatever the time, you go to a place, a private place yourself, and commit your lunch time, your afternoon to God. By praying, simple prayer. You don't need to pray. You don't need to pray, oh, we need the 10 hours. No, no, no. You can pray just 5 minutes. 10 minutes. You talk to God. Prayer is talking with God. Communion with your Father. Just telling Him, Daddy, thank you for blessing my morning. This is my afternoon, the beginning of my afternoon. Please bless it for me. Make it nice for me. Make it precious for me. And I give thanks unto you. You just pray simple prayer. Oh, you can commit and stay even in that place and say, Lord, protect my wife. Take good care of my wife. Bless my wife. Bless my children. Bless my family. Bless people that considered me. Within 5 minutes, you said something that will be in motion to produce result or fruits. Do you understand? When you make prayer as your lifestyle, it means prayer become your business. And when the devil knows prayer is your business, the devil will always run away from you. Bad things will begin to run away from you. Evil will begin to run away from you. Those time wasters, those agents of the devil, those people that allow the devil to use them to fight against you will run away from you. Do you understand? Let prayer be your rituals. Let prayer be your rituals. I'll make you to understand that when you pray like someone like David said in Psalm 121, he said, I look unto that hill from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord who made heaven and and the edge. He said, the Lord is my keeper. When he gets down, he says he will take care of what he's going out and he's coming in. Your day can be blessed. Wherever you are, your day can be transformed. Through your simple prayer, I call this simple prayer. Every little opportunity you have, you talk with God. Even when somebody comes to you and asks you for a counsel or a question, you know, you don't know the answer. You talk to God, Lord, how can I answer this question? He will give you the wisdom immediately and you answer it. Do you understand what I'm telling you? You need to want to have a blessed day. Because sometimes there are words we speak in our mouth, it becomes a problem. Our words can cause problems into our lives. That's why the Bible tells us that life and death is in our tongue. But when you commit it to God, like somebody comes to ask you for something, immediately you say, oh, let me present it to God. You just immediately, silently, without telling you, say, Father, how can I answer this? Just give me the wisdom. Then he will just give you immediately your answer it well. Your words will be seasoned. If you're a businessman, as you ask God to take care of you, he said, God, just take care of my business today. I want to profit. God, what will I do? How can I talk to my customers? How can I approach my people? Listen, whatever you want on this earth, it is possible for you to have a blessed day. I'm making you to understand. I'm giving you that assurance. If only you can practicalize these things, you begin to see life will become very easy. Very, very easy. Even when you want to talk to your wife, you commit it to God. Say, Lord, how can I talk to my wife so she will be able to understand me? God will give you the wisdom on how to approach her and talk to her well. If you're a woman, how can you talk to your husband so he will understand you? Because the Bible says understanding is the good understanding procures favor. You go to simple prayer. Even before you talk to him, you tell God, how can I talk to my husband to be on my side? Give me the wisdom. How much will you pay to ask God just with your mouth? I need wisdom. Within 3 minutes, God will just give it to you. Real quick. Do you understand, friend? What am I really putting across to you this morning? I want you to understand that your morning can be blessed. Your morning can be blessed by doing what? Simple prayer to God. Do you understand? Before even this man of God, Solomon was able to get most of the wisdom. He asked God for wisdom, and this was one of the questions he asked. He said, God, how can I make my business become great? That was what the wisest man in the whole world. That was what he was asking God. He said, God, please show me the way, show me the wisdom on how I can become well in anything I put my hand in, any business I want to apply, in any business I want to do with other kings. And God told him this. Look, let me show you one of the wisdom. When he prayed, this is what God showed him. God, just open if you have the Bible. If you don't have it, write it down. In Proverbs chapter 22, verse 29, this was the richest man and the wisest man that has ever existed in this world, King Solomon. When he inquired from God, see what God told him. God said, see thou a man diligent in his business. He shall stand before kings. He shall not stand before mean men. He told Solomon, look, if you are diligent in your business, he said, if you can be diligent, steady effort, be diligent, you love what you are doing and you do it, he said, you will stand among kings, but not before mean men. So my friend, you are listening to me. If you make prayer as your ritual, in any aspect of your life, whether you are a manager, whether you are a CEO of a company, whether you are the head of the family, whatever you are, if you make prayer as your ritual, so I want you to understand, you will begin to find wisdom, the wisdom in which nobody will be able to do, nobody will be able to have, because you are a prayer man. That wisdom will begin to flow in your life, and you see that you become a good counselor. You become a fruitful person in this life. I hope somebody is hearing me. What do you want to do? You want to do business? You got to ask God for the wisdom concerning that business, because he is the one that will give you the wisdom to make well. will not stand. If God is not there to build your house, your house one day will just fall. If God is not there to watch your city will be in vain. I'm telling you the truth. You survive, and robbers will come into your city. So everything boils down to God. And how can you get in contact with God? It's by prayer, because this is the best way to communicate with God. Talk with God. You can have a blessed day, but how do you do it? Start it with God through prayer. There is power in prayer. I'm telling you the truth. If only you can listen to this word today, you will excel beyond any person's understanding. If only you can practice what I'm telling you today. When you pray, angels walk with you. When you pray, the spiritual, the supernatural begin to work for you. When you pray, you begin to see divine encounter. Divine encounter in which you discover you only begin to flow in that river of grace. River of grace means that everything you begin to have is unmerited favor. God just do it because you obey and did something good. Do you understand? Sit down. God told you that. Sit down a man diligent in his business. He shall stand before kings. He shall not stand before mean men. That's for all businessmen. If you're a businessman or a businesswoman, if you are the head of the family, you are married, I want you to say, just understand what he said. God said, if you are diligent in your business, if you are steady, diligent in that family, that you will stand before kings. That means your family, everything will be so fruitful. Do you understand? Do you get it? I want you to understand that it is very possible. That's why the Bible says all things are possible to them that believe. If only you can believe, it works out for you. This man again asked the same question. How can I be? King Solomon, he said, now went on prayer again and said, God, how can I become a successful worker? A successful man in anything I do. See, listen to what God told him. In Ecclesiastes chapter 9, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of wisdom, told him this. In Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 10, he said, whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. Whatever your hand finds to do, you are in that workplace, do it well. Don't mind what people will be talking about you. Say, oh, you are this and that. No, do your work well. You are just involved into that business, do it well. Say, whatever your hand findeth to do, do it with all your might. Put all your energy. That's what he's telling you. That's what he told this man. This man said, no, I need the wisdom to make it as an employee. I need the wisdom to make it as a great man. He said, look, whatever your hand findeth to do, whatever, do it well with all your might. Nobody told you to go and get married. But since you've gotten married, yes, your hand finds married. Do it well with all your might. Love your wife or love your husband. Don't complain. Take care of that family. The child he has given you is your business now. Do it well with all your might. Nobody told you to marry that man. You say you love him. The Bible says you find that man, do it well. Do it well. Respect him. Honor him. Both of you should walk as one with all your might. Am I making sense? Don't complain. Don't go and tell somebody, oh, he's this, he's that, or she's that, or she's this. No, don't tell nobody. Do it with all your might to keep your family in one place. Do it one year with one love, with the love to keep your family good. Do you understand? Because third party is not coming in here. God said you should do it. Forget about going to tell someone else. You get into that business, the Lord said, as long as you find it, do it with all your might, and you will succeed. I don't understand whether somebody is getting this today. He said, whatsoever, in Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 10, he said, whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might, for there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave, without thou goest. So you've gone into that stuff, go in fully. Do it well. As a full-time, you know, when I say full-time, it's full-time, not part-time. Do it. You got into that marriage, make sure you don't do it as part-time. Do it as a full-time. You take another person's daughter as your wife, take good care of that person. Full-time. You want a child, you have that child, you got to take care of that child. You got to take responsibility of that child. That is what God is telling you. That when you do it, he will support you. You say you love that man, you get into that marriage, the Bible says, don't complain anything. Do all your best to keep their marriage. Stop complaining. Stop telling people about your inside. Do it yourself. Both of you should work it out. You get into that business, you get that employees, all of you should work it out with all your mind. Then God said he will be with you. Then God said you will have a blessed day. Do you understand? This is secret. This is secret. I just believe that God will interpret these things to you so that you know that even in your office now, as you're working, don't be so careless. Some people are so careless when they are working. Because you are not the employer, you are so careless. Some employers are careless. Some employees are so careless. They do things anyhow. They don't care even in the workplace. That is not of God. It's of the devil. Some people are so careless in their marriage. That is of the devil. It's not of God. God said, be diligent. Be diligent. Guard what you have. Do it well with all your might. Be diligent in your business. That marriage is your business. That workplace where you are working, do it as if it's your own. Work well with it. Then God will bless you. If that place doesn't bless you, God will bless your open doors of opportunity for you. Wherever you are, whatever you do this morning, hear the word of God. Hear what this word is telling you, this word of wisdom. You can have a blessed day. But if you are so scanty, if you are so careless in whatever you are doing, you will never have a blessed day. There's no two ways about it. When you don't have a blessed day, you'll be poor, you'll be wretched, your life will not make meaning. But when you are diligent, the Bible says you stand among kings. You know what you stand among kings? Among presidents, among great people. Either in your office, your king can be your boss, or your king can be any party that appreciates you. Just do it. Don't mind what people say about it. Don't mind what people say about your marriage. Fix it. Do it well. Respect your husband. Your husband, respect your wife, children. Just respect your family. Respect your office. Respect your workplace. Respect your boss. Boss, respect your employees. Do you understand? This is how it will flow. And when it flows like this, you begin to see life become peaceful. Life becomes joyous. Life becomes blessed. You begin to see wonderful things will begin to happen. New things. That is where the Lord will tell you, I have come to do a new thing. God wants to do a new thing in your life because you have practicalized or you've done what he tells you to do. Then the devil will be in trouble, run away from you. Because the devil never likes good things. Whenever he goes where that is good, and he says that place is so good that he will try everything to disorganize or to set confusion. If he can't, he gets so mad and run away. It is very easy for you to be possessed by the devil. When you act wickedly, when you follow the wicked ways, when you follow the wicked people, then the wickedness or the wicked spirit will follow you. Do you understand what I'm telling you? When you plant evil in your heart, evil spirit follows you. That is it. There's no two ways about possessing. The evil spirit attracts to those people that are planning evil. And that is why God will destroy the evil, no matter how it is. It's just like all these terrorists. God will destroy them. God will destroy them. The battle is gone. You're not killing people. You are killing. When you kill people, you are shedding blood. Blood speaks. Do you remember the blood of Abel when he speaks? The blood speaks. And I want you to understand, in the few, just watch out what's going to happen next month. A lot of them will be destroyed. God has planned to destroy all the terrorists, planned to destroy them by himself. God will open this ground and put them inside. Those people that call themselves terrorists, God is out to destroy them. There's no two ways about it. Because the battle is of God. Because they are fighting against God. When you fight against the blood of human beings, God will fight you. Heaven is going to fight them. The thunder will explode from heaven. And the earth will swallow all of them. The end has come to the terrorists. This is the end. Watch out what's going to happen in the month of December. God is about to destroy them in his own way. The angels of God is ready to move in a greater might to destroy all of them. Watch what is going to happen on December. This December, watch what is going to happen. The wicked one, the terrorist, will be destroyed by God himself because he has shed blood, the innocent blood. And those blood has begun to speak. And as he speaks, God has heard them. The end has come to the wicked. That is why Christians need to pray. That's why we need to dodge to prayer. At least take one day and pray to God. And tell God, let thy will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. When God moves in his say you are blessed today. I'm going to see you again. May I tell you, you understand, you are blessed. Your day is blessed. Just do what God tells you to do. God is on your side. I will see you again. Tomorrow, I will see you again. By the grace of God, 10 o'clock, I'm going to see you again. Then on Monday, I'm going to see you by 5 p.m. But I want you to understand, just put your ears very well. I'm going to organize a program that will take one day, prayer and fasting, because of what God wants to do on December, to destroy the enemies of man, destroy the enemies of humanity. God's about to destroy. So I want you to join faith with me, and we're going to pray, all of us. It will be a nation by nation prayers. All the nations of the earth, Christians all over the world, wherever you are, and those who wills, we will pray together and call God to destroy the destroyer, destroy the enemy. They are wicked people, they are witches. These people are satanic people, who that are destroy, that are taking people's lives. I know today you are blessed and you've heard me. May I say, God bless everyone that listened to this program today, wherever you are. Whichever country you are listening to me, I said, may God bless you. May God open those doors of blessings upon your life today. In the name of Jesus, that marriage that is still struggling, today I see God uniting it. In the name of Jesus, that family has come to stay. In Jesus' name. Thank you, friends, for listening to this program today. Thank you. Please keep your ears. I'll tell you the day we are going to have the one-day prayer fast before the month of December. God has spoken and has begun. Heaven is against the wicked. Heaven is against the wicked. This earth is against the wicked. The wicked shall not stand. The wicked shall not live. So may God bless you. May God shower his blessings upon you. May God anoint you for this day. Go and succeed. God is with you. I'll speak to you again. Remain blessed. God bless America. May God bless the United States of America. May God bless everyone that prays good for America. May God bless every country on this earth that prays good for America. Because he that bless Abraham shall be blessed. Whoever that bless America shall be blessed. So may I say, you are blessed today. I'll see you again. Bye for now.